True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Have something to say? Dial us 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
11:06 on a Friday night, off and running. Welcome in. I am Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. Plenty to discuss. 3 hours to discuss it. Lots to get into. We've gotten to the NFL season. We have finally made it. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to me. We have made it to the time of the year that we look forward to all year long. We've gotten the appetizers last night with the Eagles and Cowboys. Tonight, a little amuse-bouche with the Chiefs and Chargers going right down to the wire. So we'll take a look at that coming up as well. And then, of course, Sunday we get the full smorgasbord. Well, no games tomorrow. There's no games tomorrow, right? The NFL was not able to squeeze another cable subscriber or streaming service to get another game in here. Have they pitched something to Tubi as of yet? Has Crackle gotten a stat sheet from the NFL to see if they have what it takes to carry an NFL game? So you can find it. Let's spin a wheel and find where the NFL game is tonight. But we've gotten to the stretch drive of the baseball season, and that's really where we have to begin at 888-808-1019. Yankees big series against the Blue Jays. The Mets big series against the Reds. Can we stop pretending that the Reds are in the playoff? I know we have... We have to fill the time before the playoffs and baseball start. I get it. If you're a Met fan, you want things to worry about. But can we all agree? I understand. I'm new here at the station. This might be the first time you're hearing me. Can we start our relationship on the right foot? Can we start our relationship? Let's not start our relationship with a lie. And the lie would be that the Reds are somehow still in the playoff. They're now below 500. The Mets and the Reds is not a playoff race anymore. Let's stop. The Mets are going to the playoffs. The Reds are not anything to worry about. The Cardinals are not anything to worry about. The Giants are not anything to worry about. Now, there's questions when they get to the playoffs, and I guess we'll focus on those when, you know, October rolls around. But the Mets get a win against the Reds. Had it all the way. Never a doubt. Edwin Diaz just pulling a rabbit out of his hat. The Reds had the bases loaded and nobody out, down a run at home, and couldn't score a stinking run to tie the game up. Please, do not tell me that the Reds are catching the Mets in the race for the National League wild card. It's just silly. It's just silly. The Yankees and the Blue Jays, on the other hand, it's kind of the same thing. The Yankees are not catching the Blue Jays, mainly because the Yankees can't beat the Blue Jays. You know, it gets a lot harder to catch a team in the standings if you can never beat the team. And tonight, Yankees lose to the Blue Jays 7-1. It felt like 70-1. Never at any point, even after the first inning, did it feel like, you know what, the Yankees are going to put something together here. So, again, I realize that I'm new here. But the beginning of our relationship, let's not start it with lies. Let's start it with truth at 888-808-1019. And one of the lies that I have heard people say, callers, hosts, media people, talking heads, has been this idea that this current stretch of the Yankee schedule, what's been dubbed the gauntlet, the Astros, the Blue Jays, the Red Sox, that somehow this stretch is going to change your confidence level come October. Stop it. You are lying. I know you're lying. You know I know you're lying. You know I'm lying. You're lying. Let's not begin the relationship with a lie. It would not matter if the Yankees won all of these games. Or, on the other hand, if they lost all the games. Now, losing the games, that would impact their ability to make it to October. But it would not change your confidence level at all when they got there. Just like if they won all these games, it would not change your confidence level when they got to October. The idea that the regular season would ever dictate anything about confidence level come October is ridiculous. So let's not lie to each other. When you lie at the beginning of the relationship, trust is undermined from the start. The lies will only grow. This could balloon into you believing, you know what, this Devin Williams, maybe he's back on track. You know what, maybe Volpe's ready to break out. This is how lies poison a relationship. Don't allow it to happen. You'll start believing to yourself, you know what, Aaron Boone's got this finger on the pulse of this team. He's going to be a real plus come October. So you're telling, if you're one of these people, I want to hear from you at 888-808-1019, that this team that we've watched for, what, 130 games? Now you are going to flip your opinion on based on a small sample of games here come the stretch drive. You are allowed your own opinions. You're not allowed your own facts. And the fact is, we have seen enough of this team to know what when October comes, your opinion will be based solely on what happens in October. That's it. That's how it works with the Yankees. Everything is determined with how things go in October. So they won 2 of 3 against the Astros. Hey, great. Are you telling me, based on those two wins and 3 games against the Astros in August, that come October, you would be, before that series started in October, you'd say, you know what? I feel good about this because we took 2 of 3 against the Astros in October. Never mind the fact, every October it feels, well, not every October, but like every other year in October, whenever they face the Astros in October, the Yankees get embarrassed. 2015, 2017, 2019, 2022. So if they go out and they win a couple of games against the Blue Jays, all of a sudden you're going to forget the fact that they're 3-8 against the Blue Jays this year? Don't lie to me. Let's not start the relationship with a lie. They can go out and win these next 2 games 300-0. Come October, if the Yankees face the Blue Jays in October, you're still not going to feel very good about it. These games are not going to change anything. Same thing with the Red Sox. And tonight against the Blue Jays, it was just more of the same. Unfortunately, Cam Schlittler, this was the first time he's not been very good. The 40-pitch first inning lasted only an inning and 2/3. The Blue Jays do what they do. They foul off a ton of pitches. They work counts. They get runs. Now, it was very nice of the Yankee offense to take the focus off the youngster and Schlittler by doing absolutely nothing all night offensively. That's an interesting approach to kind of take the focus off the young guy. But Kevin Gausman went 8 innings. It felt like he could have went 12 or 13 if need be. So the Yankees are now 3-8 against Toronto. 5-16, is it? I lose count after a while. I think it's 5-16 against the Red Sox and the Blue Jays this year. And, you know, you don't judge a book by the first chapter, but when you got about 20 pages left in the book, it's a pretty good idea of what the book is going to turn out to be. And the book on the Yankees is very simple. They're great against bad teams. They're good against mediocre teams. And they're bad against good teams. It's pretty simple. And this year's October is going to be just the opposite of last year's October. Last year's October was tailor-made for a trip to the World Series. Let's play a couple of teams from the AL Central. When the Yankees play teams from the AL Central, things usually turn out okay. When they face off against good teams in the playoffs, things usually don't turn out okay. It's that simple. This is well established by now. This is not something new that's popped up. It's not something we haven't seen 1,000 times before. And to think that somehow your opinion is going to change based on 3 series in August, after watching almost an entire baseball season of whip, it just doesn't matter. They could go out here and win the next 2 games, and come October, if they face the Blue Jays, you're not going to feel any better about it. You're not going to point back, well, but those 2 games against the Blue Jays in September. I don't even know what month it is. Yankees have my head spinning. Those games in September, they will not mean anything in your mind come October. Same thing with the Red Sox. Same thing with the Astros. We've seen the Yankees win series against the Astros during the regular season. It's great. But when the pressure hits, the Yankees, unfortunately, they're my team. I'd love to say it otherwise, but we've seen it.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They melt. They melt. And it's a mental component. I've heard plenty of people say over the last couple of weeks, well, the Yankees are as talented as any team in the American League. Yeah, you could make that case. But why doesn't it ever fire? You could make that case a lot of years. The Yankees are the most talented. They spend the most money. They have the most talent. That's great. But there's something missing, and it's the mental component. They are not mentally tough. They will tell you they're mentally tough, but the results will tell you otherwise. And it certainly seems like when they go up against teams that are just as good at hit as them, they fold. And the Blue Jays are just as good as them. Maybe after this year, when the Yankees season comes up short of a World Series title, Aaron Boone will tell us, well, you know, these teams, they've passed us by. Unlike a couple of years ago where he said that they caught up, even though then they had passed them by. The Yankees don't do well against good teams. We know this. This is the track record. It's the track record every October. And this year, it's been more pronounced. When the pressure hits, the Yankees fold. It's just that simple. 888-808. 1019 is the telephone number, 888-808-1019. We'll get into the Mets coming up. We'll get into the Yankees. Want to hear your phone calls. Plenty of stuff with the Jets and the Giants as well. We'll start off on the phones. We'll go out to, is it Robbie? Robbie is in Lenox. Robbie, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, Gordon, what's going on? I heard you're on, so I figured I'd give you a call. You know, this is like watching paint dry. Gordon, how many times have we talked, like a broken record, you were in the Larry down the dial, we used to talk about how this team is just built the wrong way. Larry, there's no, I mean, you know, Gordon, there's no catalyst on this team. You don't have any kind of consistent guy that gets on base, gets his uniform dirty, creates, manufactures one. They can't put three hits together, Gordon. It's like home run. Here comes, I mean, isn't it interesting in the first inning how Schlittler gets two outs, and then you get grinding after bat. When did the Yankees ever grind out a damn at bat? How'd you like Chaz's at bat in the seventh inning? Two guys on. Here comes Chaz chasing a pitch 50 feet over the, in the air. They have no plate discipline. And here's the other thing I got to ask you. What's Paul Goldschmidt's average against right-handers this season? Do you know it offhand?
I know it's not good. I don't know what it is exactly offhand.
Okay, so when Wells has a good road trip, why isn't Wells catching tonight and Ben playing first base? Aaron Boone is a complete idiot. You know that?
Well,
he really
is
an idiot.
I think
he wanted
to have him behind the plate, so because Schlittler threw to him. I'm pretty sure he threw to him last time and pitched well against him, pitched well with him. So I think that was the combination that they wanted to work with there.
But why do you take Wells? But Wells has been, you know, Wells has stunk most of the year. But you get a hot bat in Houston, the guy's starting to feel good about himself, then you stick him on the bench tonight.
Wow, Robbie, there's no hot. Yep. There is no hot.
No, I know. There is no hot. No, I'm just saying that he's still a little confident, maybe, Gordon. So, but the thing is, the bottom line is, Goldschmidt has been terrible all year against right-handed pitching, okay? At least put Wells in there against the left. Okay, but if you're not going to do that, why can't you bring Wells in the seventh inning to pinch hit for Goldschmidt then? Why couldn't you even do that at that point when you're down all those runs?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like getting lost in the weeds. Look, I think, and Robbie, thanks for the phone call. I think that the offense, it's very home run oriented, but they do score runs. I think generally that is that they are, you know, they're a bully offense. They're Mike Tyson back in the day, right? They look scary, but if you punch them back, they fall down. That's what it comes down to. The Yankees are a soft team. Like, just go through it every single year. And this idea that somehow these 12 games or whatever, how many games it is, I couldn't even remember what month it was a second ago, so maybe don't go by my track record. But that is going to all of a sudden boost your confidence come October, if they play one of these teams or if they play any of these teams. This year is the exact opposite. This year, it's the postseason is littered with teams that they just can't beat. The Red Sox, the Astros, and who knows, maybe before long, the Rays. The Rays might all of a sudden showing signs of life. I think it's too late for the Twins. The Twins are not going to make it. The Guardians, unfortunately, are not going to make it. That's what the Yankees need. They need those nice little soft ones to kind of get themselves going. But to me, at the end of the day, like we talk all the time about how the team is built this way. It's built the way it's built. And even with the flaws of the way that it's built, there's enough to be better than this. They have enough talent to win. But there is a mental component, and I think you see that in certain players on the team. Like Carlos Rodon, the other night, goes out there and pitches great. And is able to kind of overcome some stuff in that start. And that generally has been the knock against him, especially with the Yankees, is that when one thing goes wrong, he unravels. You can't tell me that Anthony Volpe is getting the most out of his talent. It seems like there's a disconnect on the mental part of it. Like he's kind of stuck in his own head with the errors in the field. Now, look, I don't know if he's ever going to be a great offensive player, but the defensive stuff, he should be a better version of himself, and he's not. And it feels like the Yankee approach is always so soft, and it shows up. It shows up in the biggest moments. And look, I don't think that tonight was the biggest moment. This was about as predictable as it could be. This is what we've seen against the Yankees against the Blue Jays all season. So if they had won this game, am I all of a sudden going to be shouting from the roof, oh, we beat the Blue Jays, we're World Series back on? No, my opinion is what it is. And the beauty of it is, for the Yankees, who probably wouldn't like to be called soft or be thought of as that way, they have the ability to change this. They've had the ability to change this. You know, sometimes when your team can't get past a certain roadblock, either a team or a playoff round, you just want them to show some fight. You want them to show some pushback. And when the Yankees go up against the better teams, there is no pushback. They fall down. And they stay down. They don't get back up. And I think that as the pressure mounts come October, they are not a team built mentally to withstand that. And I think that there's more than enough evidence of that. And I think it goes into the approach of fake it until you make it, right? Like a perfect example tonight, we hear from Aaron Boone and we hear from Aaron Judge based on his throws from the outfield. And Judge is taking the company line. I guess he's, you know, trying to sacrifice. The arm is not going to get any better, or maybe it will get better over time, but he's going to go out there and he's going to try his best and he's going to sacrifice for the team. But it's pretty clear he's well less than 100%. But we'll get the company line of, you know, no, there's nothing. Why didn't he throw home? Well, no, he was just getting into the cutoff man. He can't make that throw, obviously. But they're going to give it a shot. Let's go out to Mike is in Brooklyn. Mike, next up on the Fan.
Hey, Gordon, how are you tonight?
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Not much. Listen, I like that you have the whole, like, you want to be up front and be honest or whatever. Are you a Met fan, Yankee fan? Or?
I'm a Yankee fan, yeah.
Okay, I'm a Met fan.
Okay.
So I think that the Giants are right there with the Mets. 10-0 in their last 10 games, and I'm not crazy about this team. I'm not crazy about the pitching lab. Yes, I love McLean. I think Tong is okay. Let's see what Sproger is going to bring up. But the pitching lab is garbage. You know that as much as I do. Like, I'm upfront and honest. I call up pretty much every week on the overnight, and I don't think that this team is that great. And they're literally, they have a $350 million
payroll. Absolutely, no question.
And they're four games in front of the Giants with 20-some-odd games left, and the Giants on Tankathon have the 29th easiest schedule.
Remaining.
That's
okay.
Remaining, yeah. And I'm sorry.
Well, look, look, Mike, I appreciate the phone call. I said, I think it was about a week ago, the last time I hosted, a couple of weeks ago. I told you back then, the Reds are not a threat to the Mets. The Reds are not a threat. And I'll tell you right now, the Giants are not a threat. It's great that they've won all these games in a row. They've won 9 of 10. I think they've won 5 or 6 in a row to kind of put themselves at least in the conversation. The main reason they're in the conversation is because the Reds can't get out of their own way. So I get what you're saying, and the Mets are frustrating because they are just such a streaky team, right? So they'll win, you know, 7 of 8, and then they'll just when you think they've figured it out and they're putting it together, they'll lose 7 of 8, and it's very frustrating. I get it. You feel like based on the parts that they have, they should be better than the results that you're getting. The Mets have questions. The Mets have problems, but making the playoffs this year, do you think the Giants are just going to continue to win games, win 9 out of 10 at a clip here? I don't think so. They're barely over 500. The Mets are better than that. They're better than that.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.